This past January, LGBT Latinos in Miami held their first ever gay pride event. The Gay Ocho Festival was held on one of the city's most famous streets, Calle Ocho. Things are changing for gay Latinos in Latin America, especially in the legal area, but it can take a long time for conservative social attitudes to catch up. Tim Padgett from Here and Now contributor WLRN reports.
Francesco Duberli is a clinical psychologist who heads Survivors Pathway, a support organization for South Florida's gay and Latino communities. Duberli came to Miami from Colombia after he and the gay support group he founded there were attacked.
I started getting calls threatening me to kill me, and there was two occasions I almost was kidnapped. And there was a time we went out to have dinner, and when I came back, all my employees and all my staff had been attacked, and they were tied up, and computers were stolen. It was a mess.
Since then, things have changed dramatically in South America for the LGBT community, at least in the legal arena. In April, Colombia's Supreme Court legalized gay marriage, picking up a trend that began 6 years ago when Argentina sanctioned gay matrimony. Brazil and Uruguay did it 3 years later. Gay marriage has been legal in Mexico City since 2010, and the Supreme Court there effectively legalized it nationwide last year. Even heavily Roman Catholic Chile now allows civil unions.
It is amazing. I mean, compared with 16 years ago, it is a big change. I mean, I went back to Colombia 6 months ago. You see TV, and they're talking about civil rights, about inclusion, but also gay, lesbian, bisexual, and trans people.
Jamil Avivi agrees. He's a gay Colombian-American and a doctoral student in American culture at the University of Michigan. A decade ago, he was an immigrant advocate in Miami, and he authored a study of gay Colombians seeking U.S. asylum. Since then, says Avivi, Colombia and South America have opened up to the world.
I think in a globalized society, Colombia is seeing a gay class contributing economically to the country. This idea of gay citizens contributing to society is something new.
Still, Avivi offers a big caveat. Even if Latin American LGBTs are gaining legal rights, they've yet to win social respect. You still don't see too many gay pride parades down the major streets of Latin American capitals, and homophobic violence remains a serious problem.
Marriage equality passing brings me back to the question of hate crimes against LGBT folks who aren't really being protected.
Especially transgender folks like Frida Guzman. She's a Survivors Pathway counselor who came to Miami escaping harassment in Mexico. Mexican machismo, she says, is still stronger than Mexican laws. As a result, Francesco Duberli says Latin American LGBTs keep seeking U.S. asylum.
People keep on coming because shifting cultures is still a word that is in process.
That's a reminder that Latin America's gay movement differs from the U.S. Here, advocates first changed hearts and minds in order to change laws. South of our border, they hope that altering laws will alter the homophobic culture. Consider Latin America's most influential media platform, TV soap operas known as telenovelas.
The novelas haven't caught up to the reality of what it means to be lesbian or gay, bisexual, transgender.
Janet Arelis Quesada is a lesbian Dominican American. She's the Spanish language media strategist for the gay advocacy group GLAAD in Los Angeles.
It's been a hit or miss.
But Quesada says there are more hits than before. A good example is Brazil. In May 2013, the country legalized gay marriage. That same month, the Brazilian TV network Globo began a telenovela called Amor à Vida. It featured a gay male couple, Felix and Nico.
Sei que você tem todos os motivos para estar furioso com meu pai.
For the novela's final episode, 8 months later, the script called for Felix and Nico to kiss. But Globo got cold feet and planned to cut the scene.
The audience in Brazil actually went to social media and said, you can't do this. We've been watching this relationship grow. We're invested in these characters, and so it should be okay for them to kiss.
And so kiss they did. For Here and Now, I'm Tim Padgett.